We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting the brand new Mishnah on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Megadef, that someone is Mevarech as Hashem, in a chayv actually a farish Hashem. You have to say Hashem's name as part and say a klala. But if someone else is Hashem's name, and this person is a Mevarech, that name, that's not a chayv, because you have to mention the name yourself in order to be chayv. Or Meshuv Ben Karcha, so let's say they bring in someone who was Mevarech as Hashem, he gets skila. So how do you dan him? You have to hear exactly what he said. So b'chol yoim, when they do the whole negotiation, you know, all the masa matam, deliberation is the right word, that day, when they talk to the Edim, so they say to the Edim, what do you say? How do you say it? This way, that way? They don't keep on Mevarech as Hashem, mamash with the name, because that's a bazaar. So b'chol yoim donos say Edim, bekinui, they say, yaka yoisi es yoisi, because we'll see in the Gemara, that in order to mechai from a kalel, or from Mevarech Hashem, we'll call it, you have to, it has to be that shame b'shame. You have to say, yaka ploini es ploini, which means, yaka kavyachal, you know, Hashem as Hashem, as you have to say. That's the loss you have to use. So instead of using the shame Hashem, you use the word Yaisi. Because why do you word Yaisi? Yaisi doesn't mean Hashem's name, but it has a little remnant to it. First of all, it's four letters, just like Hashem's name is four letters. And second of all, Yaisi is the same gematria as Elikim. So therefore, you say use that lashon, and they keep on asking how they say, where they say this, that. When it comes to Nigmar Adin, when it comes to your finalized deliberations, it looks like this guy's chayiv. You have to hear it mamish clearly from the Edom what he said. Loy hargan bikinu. You don't kill this megadev by hearing Edom say that he said yak yosef and yosef. You have to hear exactly what he said. El metzian kol od mechot. Everyone leaves the room and shaylem is hagadlus of a name. You ask the older aide and you ask him va'omaloy emar mashu shemata beferish. Tell me exactly what you heard. Who amani says it? Who emar va'dayonim indim al raglem. They're standing up. V'karim they ripped. They did the rice kriya on the clothing. They ripped the clothing. Loy ma'achad they don't sew it back. Vasheni, and if the other Edim, then have to repeat it over. Vasheni, my Afani Kamayo, I also heard exactly like that. Vasheni, my Afani Kamayo, his third aid, he says, Afani, I heard Kamayo. At the end of the day, to be Goyim and Adin and give the guy Misa, you have to hear exactly what he said. That is the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Achi Yavarech, Shem B'Shem, that you only Chayiv for Megadev if, not, you can't just say, Baruch Hashem, you know, in the opposite way. You have to actually say, Yaka Ploini es Ploini. Or like Rashi says, you have to say, Can Yaka Ploini es Ploini, or Yikal Shem Ploini es Shem Ploini. You have to say, that you have to speak out a double Lashon. How do we know this? No, I mean, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, V'noikiv Shem Hashem Moishumosh, Rogoim Yirgumu Boi Kolaido, Kager, Ka Ezrach benokvay shem yumos. So it says twice in the pasuk benokiv. It says benokiv shem Hashem mois yumos to give him skila, and the pasuk ends off benokvay shem yumos. Why is double lashon? So Teretz is we see from here you have to say yak. You have to have shem v'shem. You have to have yak aplaini esplaini. So Gemara wants to know who said benokiv means to mekalel. Right, the Gemara, my day noikiv lishta de bruchi hu. How do you know the noikiv lashon of mekalel? The chesiv says in the pasuk mo ekiv lekabek kel. It says in the Pasuk by Bilam, he says, that whatever I want to do, say a klala, Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't do. So you see, Noikev is a lashon of klala. And where's the Hazara? This is the Einish. This Pasuk is the Einish. Where's the Hazara? V'Hazara, say Mehoche, from this Pasuk, Elikim loisikal. This Pasuk says, Elikim loisikal. So that is the Makar for Mevarech as Hashem, the Hazara, the warning. V'Rei the Gemara, who said Noikev means? Klala, that's get misa for, but ema, mivrazu, maybe it means that you write Hashem's name on a piece of paper, and you carve it out, and you mech it out, you erase it, by rubbing it out. And whoa, the chsiv, why? Because you find the word yikav to mean making, boring a hole. Yikav chur b'dalsai. He dug a hole in the dalas. Yikav means like digging a hole. In something, so that's what maybe this means also. Noikav means that you write Hashem's name and you rub it out on a piece of paper, and we will be the Azara. Vazarasi mahacha. The pasuk says, "V'natastem es mezur." It's like this: "V'ibartem es shemam and amakam hulo sasun kenal shem lekechem." It says, "Elosh v'ibartem es shemam by the Azara." It says, "Lo sasun kenal shem lekechem." So maybe that's the iser of a noikav. So the Gemara can be that Vinayka, the Pasuk Vinayka, is talking about this. Why? Being a shame v'shame. It says twice Vinayka. So you need shame v'shame. So how is it possible to have shame v'shame when you're roaming out Hashem's name?
V'leka.
Yeah, by the case of, Mikal, yeah. Mm-hmm. And here, L'chaira, how if it was Vinayka been roaming out, how do you do Hashem's name twice? V'leka. V'eimo, the monach, shnei shemes ha'adadi. Maybe there are two names of Hashem are back to back. And you rubbed them out straight through both of them. You took a spear and you went through both names. So that's shame v'shame. It's like, well, no, who noikav chayz v'noikavu? It's not shame v'shame. There it's, you make one, you rub out one Hashem's name and another one. It's not called shame v'shame. Pray to Gemara, v'eimah z'mar z'mar. Maybe it still means making a hole in Hashem's name. And on a piece of paper, I shame Hashem. Ve'ema the chayik shame apuma desakina. You carved out Hashem's name on the tip of the sword of the knife. Ubozaba, and you use that to carve out to rub out Hashem's name on a piece of paper. So you have here shame Hashem. So you want to know who chorfed the sakina with the gabaza? It's not the shame Hashem is doing it. It's the tip of the knife is doing that. So the more vayter. So that shouts out. So it can mean that Vayikov of Noikev can mean a lotion of rubbing out through making making a hole in a piece of paper. It can be that. That's the mean claw. But more than that, no, maybe it's something else. Ema Purushishmehu. Maybe the Issa of Noikev is to say out the shame habefirish with his Purushim to say it out clearly. Maybe that alone is the Issa. Just to say Hashem's name. Ema Purushishmehu. Maybe it means to say Hashem's name clearly with shame habefirish. Well, happy Mikal. Just shame Hashem first. How do you know Niko Vayikov of Noikev means to say Hashem's name of Pharaoh? It's talking about there that he appointed a certain Nesiim to count Klai Yisrael. So it says Moshe Aaron took those Anoshim, Hashem Nikvu, that they spoke out with his name, with the names, because that was the first beginning of Amidbar, says all the names. You see, Nikvu means you say names of Pharaoh. And we will be Azara to saying Shem HaMefarish, V'Azarasi Mahacha as Shem HaKachatira. So maybe that's Pshat of Noikiv. It's more than it can't be. Why? Chod Ad Bino Shem V'Shem V'Leka. First of all, how do you have Shem V'Shem then? If it means saying Shem HaMefarish, what it means saying out Hashem's name in a clear way, the Yud Kevavke, so what does it mean Shem V'Shem? V'Oid, Havalei Azara Saseh. As Hashem HaKachatira is Saseh. V'Azara Saseh, Lo Shmei Azara, it's not called Azara. So that's why it can't be saying the Shem of Pharaoh. But probably saying another reason why it can't be that. Omakra, the Pasuk says, Vayikoiv Vayikalel. It says in the Pasuk with the Mekal, the parasha of the Mekal, it says, Vayikoiv Ben Isha Yisraelis is Hashem, Vayikalel, Vayvi Oisel Moshe Vashem, Imoish Shlomish Vazdibri Lamatidon. So it says the Vayikoiv Vayikalel, Lameimra, the Noik of Kalu. So you see, Klar, the Vayikoiv means Vayikal, because in the Pasuk it says, Vayikoiv Vayikal. But Dilma maybe means both. Ad Avatavahu. Maybe you have to say the Shema Mefirish clearly with the Purushim and say and Vivikal to be Chayiv. Lo Yisagadai. The Chesiv. How you say it's Mekal? Lo Yisagadai. How you say it's Noikav Mekal? Don't say you took out the one who was Mefirish the name Vemekal. Shema Minochad. You see, it's all one thing. So the bottom line is Mekal alone is the Chayiv, and you have to have Shame B'Shame. But that's the Alocha. The Mekal gets Skila if he's Noikav Shame B'Shame.
They say yes to say the shame.
Yeah. It means any shame Hashem.
What? What's mafashim?
Means he said Yud Kevavka clearly and with the Purushim. Now we'll see anything more about other names, shame Hashem, we'll see very momentarily. Torah Rabban, it says in the Pasuk, Velvin Ezra Dabalemar, Ish Ish Ki Kala Likov, Venosta Chetai. That's one of the Psukim. We'll see there's two Psukim over here. One Pasuk says they're both in V'yikra Chav Dalad. One says Ve'al B'nei Yisrael Tadaber Leimar Ish Yishki Kal Elikav V'nosa Avoy V'nosa Chetoy. And the next part says V'noikav Shem Hashem Moisumas Rogam Yirgum Uboi Kol Eidah V'kager K'ezach V'nokav Shem Yumas. Those are these two psukim. Keep in mind these two psukim. So the price is like this. It says Ish Yishki Kal Elikav V'nosa Chetoy Double Oshin Ish Torah Baron Ish Matam Leimar Ish Ish. The rabbis saw Oivdei Kechavim Shemazar Mavirkas Hashem Ki Yisrael. It's coming to Marba that a non-Jew, a guy, is also Muzer, has the Chiyiv, has the Isser of Birkas Hashem. Ve'einon Neragim El Basayif. But the difference is that Yisrael gets Skila. a guy gets saif. Why? Because only time you find in the Torah a misav by a guy is saif. Because it says in the pasuk in Parashas Noach that if someone's a reitzeach, it says, and obviously in Parashas Noach they're not eaten yet, and it says, but Adam doma yishafech. So you see clearly there's a saif there. That's at least this man Yama learns. And so therefore the you get saif by Makal as well. Right, the Gemara, this is the Makar that Goy is now living in Varach Hashem. We're going to see, starting the bottom of this Amid, a few blot, extensive sugya, right? The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the seven mitzvahs of Noach. And it's learned that from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, we'll see this drash later on in the Gemara, on our base, Vayitzav Hashem Elikim ala Odom Leimar Mekol Eitz Hagon Oichol Toichel. And we darshan from the word Hashem Zubrikas Hashem. So there is a Brikas Hashem, not from Ishish, it's from the pasuk Hashem. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, you're right, Loinitzchak El Rabbi, it says, Hakanuyim Veliv Dera Meir. We're coming to Marbe, this Ishish is Marbe Kinuyim that Akum will be muzur on Birkas Hashem even by Kenuyim. And just because we just had the pasuk from this pasuk Hashem by Tzav Hashem Lekim, you would say Dafka Hashem HaMafarish is Issa Mekal. This is a Birkas Hashem. But we're learning from Ishish that any of the Kenuyim, which means any other Shem Hashem, like Shakai, Adnis, any of these Shem Hashem is also Chai. Which is really a Shaila, it's Machlek Zoy Tanayim. Leave it to me, Italian, then a Brisa. Ishish Ki Kal Lekom Nasa Chetoi. Why I say this pasuk? Like for Nemar, it says the next pasuk, "Vnei kav shem Hashem moisumas." So Zokter Meir dashes like this: "Vishen nev vnei kav shem moisumas." Since the pasuk says "Vnei kav shem moisumas," Yochel lo yechayev al Hashem yuchod bavad. Maybe only chayev on the shem of farish bavad. The only time of varach Hashem is also on the shem of farish. Man, the rabbis call it kenuyim. Hanging out the marba, all other shem of Hashem. Tamaleva ish ki yikal lekav mekol makoyim. That's what all the apostles says. Ishki kalakam mekomokim divrei Rameya. And we're saying the extra word ish is being married, but even a guy has this halacha. Because the Rameya learns like this. There's two psukim. One pasuk says ishki kalakav nosachetta. That means kinuyim. And the next pasuk makes shem hashem moishim osmargum orugim boy kol aida. That's talking about shem afarish. So you know everything. And then the ish is married, even a guy is chayiv on kinuyim divrei Rameya. So this whole thing that we're saying, Marba Goy, is going to Rameya's world. On Shem Am Yuchid, you get Misa. This is by Israel. But by Kenuyim, it's only Al Azara, and it's not, there's no Chiev, there's a Chiev Karis, but no Chiev Misa. Because he learns that the pasuk ish ish ki kalakov nasa chetoi is a lashon of karis, but not a lashon of skila, because all the pasuk, next pasuk is skila. So therefore, it's a chilek to chuli decham. A shem am yuchid gets misa, and a shara shem with the kenuyim only get karis. And if he's there, and if he's rabbanon, a guy has no issa b'chal on kenuyim, has no issa b'chal on kenuyim, because there's no ribuy in that pasuk of kenuyim to marba agoy. Upliga de Rab Meisha. We'll see. He doesn't hold the ishish is a ribuy. He doesn't hold the ishish is a ribuy, and therefore I'm saying. And how do you know? He says since there's no misa by Yisrael, he holds it doesn't make sense that you marba agoy to misa on that pasuk, and therefore he's not going to darsh an ishish. Upliga de Rab Meisha. And this thing that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, L'rabbis t'kenuyim, according to Rav Meir, that's mashma, that the l'fi the Rabbanon, you put on kenuyim, that's not like Rav Meisha. That's not like Rav Meisha. Why? The plea to Rav Meisha, Dom Rav Meisha, Ben Noyach, Shbir Hashem, kenuyim, l'rabbanon chayiv. He holds that even for Rabbanon, you chayiv by kenuyim. And not from this pasuk, from a different pasuk. Which pasuk? My time. But Dom HaKroah, the pasuk says, kager ka'ezrach. And we darshan like this: Ger veEzra who the beer not benak veShem, avol oivechavim afilu bekinoi. And Fira Meisha, a goy will get even skila lefida rabbanon on a kinuyim. That's what comes out because he learns in the pasuk of anoik Hashem Hashem moishumas rogim yimukala edok ager kaEzra. Says only a ger and Ezra are limited to Shem Afarish for skila. Masha'inkin a goy. We'll get a, we'll get, 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 we' even by kenuyim. That's what Ramesha says. My time, no krav gera, as a gera, as a kudubin, as a kudubin, as a kudubin, as a kudubin, Rameir, who learns out from Ishish, for kinui, so what does he do, gera, as a Rameir, haik, gera, as a mech, what does he do, the pasuk, gera, as a Gervazik was skila, Abucham Messiah. Like we just spoke out, that Ramea holds that Gervazik was skila, Abucham gets saif. That's all he gets. He gets only saif. That's why it says Gervazik. Satan, I mean, you would think, what you said, every guy gets saif. That's his misa. Satan, we know, Rabu. Since we're marba from Ish, that maybe it's Rabu for everything, Kamash Wallah, no, that only gets saif. The only question is, Rabbanon, according to Ritzchen Afka, which means Ritzchen Afka holds that according to the Rabbanon, by a guy, there's no Issa on Kenuyim. So what is with Gerev Ezrach? Rav Meisher says, Rabbanon, Gerev Ezrach says that a guy is Chayiv in Kenuyim. But according to the Rabbanon, hold, Yisrael is part of Kenuyim. And Ritzchen Afka says, and so is Goyim part of Kenuyim. Rather, Yisrael gets Karis, but a guy is part of. So what do you do with the Pasuk Gerev Ezrach? Ritzchen Afka, Rabbanon, Hi, Gerev Ezrach, my Avalei. They need shame v'shame. Avachavim loyvinan shame v'shame. Don't need shame v'shame. And the Mara just ends off. Ish lomali. Silefi Rab Meisha and Silefi Rab Yitzchak according to Rabbanon. What do you do with ish? Because Birkas Hashem is learned out by going from Vitzav Hashem like him. What do you do with ish? The Mara says Dibra Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam. He doesn't darsh mechal ish. He holds Dibra Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam and doesn't darsh it at all.